there's so much protest because Kenyans are feeling they are overtaxed. The cost of living is too high. There are no jobs. People are stressed out. They can hardly afford meals. People are dropping out of school. So the general situation in the country is not very good.
I was reading some of the items that have been taxed, things like bread.
Yes, yes. That's what we're actually wondering, because the things that are being taxed are very basic commodities. The finance bill seeks to tax things like bread. It seeks to increase the fuel cost. There was a tax on motor vehicles. Basically, the tax is touching on virtually every aspect of life. This is in addition to taxes that were introduced last year. So people are kind of just feeling totally overwhelmed that there's overtaxation. People are feeling like there's double taxation.
Listening to you, it sounds like you did not vote for it.
Well, it's coming for a vote, and I will not vote for it. One, because my own constituency has directly advised me not to vote for it. I don't also see the need. I sit in the budget committee that develops the budget for the country. The finance bill seeks to raise revenues for financing the budget. And I've raised it before, even in my committee, that we are actually putting a lot of stuff in our budget that we don't need right now. We are budgeting corruption, because there are projects that you can see come basically, they are sort of like individual budgets. And so we are basically, as a country, being forced to budget other people's lifestyles. And then there's so much show of opulence by some of the leaders that as Kenyans are struggling, people are showing us their, you know, expensive war chairs, how they can fly, how they can, you know, live large when Kenyans are struggling. So Kenyans are basically saying, we are tired of financing opulence. So that's part of the reason that I'm not doing that. And I'm sure you probably have known that there's been a very, very serious social media campaign. On the first day, I received over 3,000 SMS messages, and it was running through the night. Today, it's gone to like almost, you receive 2 to 3 every minute, because our numbers as members of parliament were circulated. And the public is just basically telling you one thing, reject that bill. It doesn't serve us. It doesn't serve our interests as the public.
I'm wondering, where did the suggestion come from to tax these items? Could it be the International Monetary Fund?
It is basically believed it's the International Monetary Fund. These are measures that are very reminiscent of measures that were done many years ago that actually harmed the economy. And Kenyans are saying, you know, there are these Bretton Woods institutions can sit and they can, you know, prescribe measures which are textbook measures and do not help in an economy that is struggling like Kenya.